Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
We're going to bring you the weekend spotlight a day early because tomorrow's the 4th, and I would put down money that you ain't going to be listening. And so we've got the whole gang together, and we want to talk about the weekend now because we're into a holiday weekend. This may be your Friday. For some, it may feel like a second Friday for those who will be working again on Friday. And because we don't have to get up early tomorrow, maybe the first Wednesday art walk, not a bad place to be. Be there, Christine, between 5 and 9. Stay out a little bit past bedtime. Bring baby Bellino out for a little walk-see down East Bay Street and Duval Forsyth. I'm just dropping names for the
Duval
unnamed pup.
Forsyth.
Duval Forsyth.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to let him on the ground yet because he hasn't gotten his final parvo shot. So we'll carry him around everywhere we go this weekend.
You're literally carrying him everywhere?
Well, not on the beach, not on places where there aren't, you know, a lot of dogs or whatever. They said the beach was okay because the water comes and, you know.
I see.
But, yeah, so.
So you're literally carrying puppy.
But he's, you know, not even 10 pounds yet.
Oh, sweet.
Yes.
Photos on the WOKV News Instagram and Facebook, and names still up for grabs. Naming rights for the WOKV News Hound are available if the price is right. So, who knew that you were getting into all this when you decided to go rescue a dog, right? What do you got spotlighting this weekend here? Anything good?
I think I'm going to go just hang out downtown St. Augustine, explore all of the places that allow dogs. And then during the fireworks, we're going to head back home so that he doesn't get scared.
Yeah, yeah, we do worry about that. You got the fireworks over the Matanzas. There is some really cool concert in the plaza, at the Plaza de la Constitución, if you do want some music going on.
Okay.
Keystone Heights, by the way, is also doing something tomorrow, the 56th annual 4th of July celebration in Keystone. Clay County does fireworks in a big way and does the 4th of July in a really cool way as well. In fact, we'll hear from the folks from the American Pride 4th of July at Moose Haven a little bit later this morning on Jacksonville's Morning News. Back to the traffic center. Jay Bowes, what you got eyes on here?
Well, tonight is the Jumbo Shrimp are playing the Charlotte Knights, and that will start at 6:05. And it's an Independence Day celebration, so after the game they're going to have some fireworks if you don't want to wait till tomorrow. And it looks like the first 2,000 fans through the gates also get a Jumbo Shrimp Patriotic cap.
Oh, very cool. I like that. Head out tonight, 121 Financial Ballpark. 6:05, by the way, first pitch. So fireworks will go up probably about 9 o'clock or so. Benjamin, what are you eyeing for the weekend here?
This weekend, I'm going to be checking out the First Coast Comic Con, which is held at the Adam W. Herbert University Center at UNF, right down the street from where we're at. The moment. This is, I don't know if this is a yearly event. I didn't see if it was, but it looks like they are diversifying this year. So along with their regular, you know, book signings, getting artists in, this year they do have Greg Land and Ale Garza, who I'm not too familiar with.
But he's an industry veteran artist.
He is an industry veteran artist. And apparently Greg is a superstar Marvel artist, so I don't know which is better. But this year, apparently, they're diversifying, so they are bringing in some people who, like, vendors for toys, games, cards, vinyls. I saw some pictures of, like, some really old-looking, they look like NES cartridges, so that could be pretty cool for collectors.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, you can come in. There are, apparently, comic book signings that are happening, and admission is $10.
And that's not bad.
It's free for kids under 12.
Oh, wow.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and so that's over at the Herbert Center at University of North Florida. That's only on Saturday, by the way.
That's only Saturday.
All day
Saturday. July 6th from 9 to...
I think it was 5 o'clock or so? Into the afternoon.
Yeah, 9 to 5 or 6. Yeah. I'd have to double check.
Cool. Jacksonville Arboretum and Botanical Gardens is hosting the Dog Days of Summer, by the way, getting back to the dog story. That'll be on Saturday, July 6th. That's 4 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Christine, if you haven't been to the Arboretum and Botanical Gardens, that's get it on your list.
I will.
That is a great, and that's sponsored by Dogtopia from Jacksonville Beach Boulevard. And so they'll have live music and food trucks and local vendors and more. And we'll end on kind of a sour note, if you will, It's sad to see it. It's an end of an era in Riverside and the Five Points area. Scotty, we'll end with you.
Well, this whole weekend is apparently going to the dogs because Saturday night is the end. The end is nigh for Sunray Cinema in Riverside. They're going to be closing their Five Points Theater and their last showing, their last event that they're doing. Saturday night, 7 o'clock, Doggy Woggies, Poochie Woochies is a special feature that they're running. It's a 55-minute long homage, if you will, to a classic cinema feature, and it's composed entirely of dog clips. Clips of dogs taken from other dog movies and everything, put together in a retelling of what is the classic movie? A Jodorowsky film called The Holy Mountain.
Okay.
I'll be completely honest with you. I don't have a clue what that's about. That's okay. The summary says, abandon all your expectations because whatever you think this is, it ain't that.
What's the name of it again?
It is called Doggy Woggies, Poochie Woochies. It was the very first thing that Sunray opened with way back when they opened the theater 12 years ago. Wow. And they're going to close it out the same way. But as we're reminiscing of all the great shows that we've seen, all the great features and everything, I call it most of the Marvel Cinematic Universe stuff over at Sunray, and it's always been a great place to go see a film. As they say, the end is nigh, but it's not over. Sunray has a bigger story to come. It's not mine to tell, but be on the lookout for developments in the future.
Was that a tease?
A little bit.
Ooh.
Maybe something.
Someone's got the inside scoop. See? Scoop the poop puppy. Jaws, by the way, is playing today at the Sunray. You've got a handful of shows you could still see there.
And as they said in their quest for it, they're going to need a bigger screen.
Well done. I like it. All right, so we'll look for the close of Sunray and the end is nigh. Doggy Woggies.
Doggy Woggies, Poochie Woochies.
Poochie Woochies by Dimitri Simakis and Nick Mayer. That'll be on Sunday. Look forward to that. Jacksonville's Morning News continues at 8:17.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.